Alexander Ciccolo answered not guilty in a loud, clear voice to each of four criminal charges against him read by a clerk in U.S. District Court in Springfield. Ciccolo, who was arrested just over a year ago, is being held without bail. The magistrate, Catherine Robertson, scheduled his next court appearance for November 29th. Ciccolo, who is 23, was charged in a new indictment last week with one count of attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization and one count of attempting to use weapons of mass destruction. He was arrested last 4th of July on charges of possessing weapons illegally and a charge of assault for allegedly stabbing a nurse with a pen as he was being taken to jail. Outside the court today, defense attorney David Hoos said his client is doing okay considering he has been locked up for over a year. Hoos said given the seriousness of the charges his client faces, he is not looking to rush into a trial.
Mr. Ciccolo, like anyone who's facing a serious charge, the penalties are extreme. I try to move them along as quickly as I can.
The magistrate designated the proceedings against Ciccolo to be a complex case, which allows for more time for the defense to review the evidence the prosecution must turn over before trial. In earlier court filings, the government alleged Ciccolo spoke to a cooperating witness about committing acts of terrorism inspired by ISIS, including setting off explosives in places with a lot of people, such as a college cafeteria. Investigators who searched Ciccolo's apartment allegedly found several partially constructed incendiary devices. And during a prior court hearing, prosecutors played a video of Ciccolo's post-arrest interview with an FBI agent in which he said he supports the Islamic State and he called the United States an enemy of Islam. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.